You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The topic that I want to talk about is something that we don't think about, but it might happen. Let's say you have a drain, an outside drain, or a drain to your inside your house, and something gets a little, there's a little bit of debris that's clogged. You want to just lift up the drain to allow the water down. So you're allowed to do nothing more. It's not screwed in. It's not attached. You want to just lift up that drain and let the water go down. A manhole cover, you know, sometimes if you have a big puddle in front of your house, you don't want the water to flood. Okay, that's a little bit more drastic. Manhole covers are... What?
A sink drain.
The shiloh will be the same shiloh. It might be a little different for a reason we'll see later. That also, a sink drain that's clogged. We're not talking about, you know, plumbing. We're not talking about unclogging pipes. That's a different sugya, which is a separate sugya in Shas, which under certain circumstances, done in certain ways, might sometimes be okay, but you have to speak to your local Orthodox rabbi about those situations if you have a stuffed toilet. Separately, in the back of toilets, again, there are different kinds of toilets. I'm not talking about the toilets where the water goes straight from the pipes to the toilet. I'm talking about where you have a tank. And like most residential toilets, there's a tank. And in Israel, that tank is made out of most tanks in America are made out of porcelain. They're very heavy. So you don't really remove them too often. In Israel, the tanks are made out of a very thin plastic. And they're very easy to just lift the top off. Sometimes you have to reach inside, let's say your plumber, the water bob, whatever it's called. The boy. B-U-O-Y. What is it? The float, thank you. Inside sometimes gets disattached, sometimes you sometimes have to reach inside. Or as we'll see soon, maybe sometimes people might put air fresheners in the tank to have blue or pink or green water coming out of their tank into their toilet bowl. So that also could be a situation that you want to access or take on and put down, lift off that lid from the tank of the toilet. So this is the shiloh that we're going to discuss today. And really it's learning a Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos and a short Gemara. While we do that, we're going to come across a very interesting machlokas in Lamdus that will also tell us whether or not toys should be considered a muktzah by virtue of the fact that they're toys. What I mean by that is we'll see in a moment. But let's start with the Mishnah that talks about kisui kelim. Says the Mishnah in Shabbos Kuf Chafav Amud Beis, kisui kelim sheyesh lahem beis achiza. If you have a kisui kli that has a handle, a beis achiza is a handle, then you're allowed to hold it b'Shabbos, you're allowed to move it b'Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yossi, b'medvar mamurim, when is it true that you have to have a handle, you're only allowed to have a handle to move the kisui kli? B'kisui karkaos. If it's the kisui to karka, it's like a manhole cover? Okay, let's talk about a manhole cover. If it's a kisui to karka, then you're only allowed to move it if it has a handle. Aval b'kisui ha-kelim, but if it's a kisui to kelim, b'enkach ha-v'enkach nitalin b'Shabbos. Then in all circumstances, whether it has a handle or it doesn't have a handle, you're allowed to move it b'Shabbos. Let's pause for 1 second. Time out. The most common handle that you and I interact with is the handle of a pot. A pot handle. We learned many months ago that pots, if there's food in it, that's great, but if a pot is empty, then it's muktzah for a separate reason, because it's a klisha malach tzala issa, since typically you do an issa of cooking in pots, and that you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, so pots and their pot covers are going to be muktzah for a totally different reason. So we're not talking about pots that are empty and pot covers, which are going to be muktzah for that other concern of a klisha malach tzala issa. We're not talking about that. We're talking about kelim that are not essentially klisha malach tzala issa, but they're just regular kelim. And therefore, the Mishnah says a regular kisui kli is not mukta, benkach benkach nitalon b'Shabbos. It could be moved on Shabbos. However, kisui of karka, that could only be moved if it has a beis achiza handle. Says Rashi, kisui karka, kagon, for example, the kisui of a bar, that's a manhole cover, vidus, the heavy kibona. This is a funny kind of mukta. I don't even know if it's really mukta. The reason why you have to have a handle is because if you don't have a handle, it's like bone, unless it has a handle. So what does a handle help? If it's bone, if it's bone or so, you're building or dismantling something by putting it on or removing the manhole cover. So how does it help if it has a handle?
Functional.
Ah, says Rashi, a little bit more than that. Ilav de muchacha beis achiza delay dele mishkel v'haduri of it. If you have a handle, what does that demonstrate about this manhole cover? You demonstrate that it is something that you put on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off. Rabosai, if you have a door and you close the door or you open the door, is anyone going to call that bona?
No.
It's shemak hasharla, no? It's a, you're completing a wall. Ein lecha bona gadol mizeh. You open a door, you're dismantling a wall. Ein lecha bona gadol mizeh. Elamai, why is that okay? Because since it's built to open and close, open and close, open and close, that's not called bona, that's called, or sosa, it's called tashmish of the wall. It's called the use of the house. Similarly, if you have a handle, that's muchacha milsa, says Rashi, the handle itself is mochiach, that it is made, this item is made for putting and placing and removing, placing and removing, placing and removing, as opposed to bone, which is not that you want there be kvius, that would be a problem. But if it has a handle that shows that it's made to put and remove, place and remove, place and remove, and that would be okay. So if you have a manhole cover that has a handle, it is mutter, according to the submission, to remove the manhole cover and to replace the manhole cover. If you don't have a handle on a manhole cover, or a drain in your backyard, or on your bathroom floor, that would be a problem to remove. Says the Gemara, Am Rav Yehuda bar Shila, Am Rav Asi, Am Rav Yochanan, V'hu sheyesh toras kli aleihem. That which we are allowed to move the kelim, if they have a handle, it's only if they have a toras kli. Says Rashi, sheyesh toras kli aleihem, tekisuyin halalu, chazu letashrish ta'alma. That these covers have to have some other use. Not just as a cover to the kli, but they have to have independently, they have to have some use independently to be used for something. Aval kisli kli, lomrina klihu. The cover of a kli is a kli. But the cover of a kli, does that have a shame kli on it?
Why not? It serves a kli. It's part of the kli.
It's not, let me give you an example. You have a, you know, sometimes people in their bathrooms, on top of the toilet tank, they have a tissue box contain, not a tissue box, a plastic, hard plastic tissue box with a hard plastic lid.
And you put the
box of tissues into it, and the lid has a little slit, and it's just prettier. It matches your decor and your of the decor of the bathroom. And therefore, you could get any box of tissues, and it'll always match the decor because you fit it into this hard plastic container. So that lid, is it a receptacle? No, the box that holds the tissue box, the plastic container that holds the tissue box, that's a receptacle, that's a kli. What purpose is that lid serving?
It serves the kli.
What purpose is it serve? What could you do with it?
It looks nice. So
it looks nice. I don't know if that has it gives it gives a big kli. Okay, you're right. It's part of, it allows the tissues to come out. I gave a bad example. Let me give another example. You have one of those jewelry boxes, or let's talk about a shoe box. Let's talk about a shoebox or a more, you know, one of those more permanent. You buy the Rubbermaid boxes from Amazing Savings. You want to store your extra shoes or your snow boots or your scarves.
A toy box,
right. So that cover. What does that cover do? It doesn't serve a purpose. It just covers it. It's not a... It's not a tashmish. So Rashi is saying that the fact that something just covers something else, that's not enough of a tashmish to be considered a kli. It has to have a Torah's kli independently. It has to have that this cover could be used for something else independently.
If the toy box itself is a kli, you should be able to get to it. How are you going to get to it if you can't remove the...
So that top is certainly in my way, and I'll move it out of the way, and I'm happy that it prevents everything from getting dusty inside, but that doesn't give it a shame kli.
So you can't move the top? How are you going to get to...
Well, the Gemara is going to... All you see from Rashi is that it doesn't have a Torah's kli. The Gemara, which we'll see in 10 minutes, will say that, of course, if it's a kli, it's not going to need a handle. But you could, you know, let's jump to the Gemara on page 2. The Gemara says, after Rabbi Yehuda told us, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the cover has to have a shame kli itself. It's not enough to be... The fact that it's a cover of a kli, the cover itself has to have a shame kli, has to itself have an independent usage. The Gemara continues, Dechule Alma, everyone agrees that if it's kisui karka, if it has a, you know, let's hold for a second. We'll get into the details as we unfold. All we see from this is Rashi made a point. In order to be considered a kli, in order for the cover of the receptacle to have a shem kli. Rashi says the fact that it's a cover is itself not sufficient to give it a shem kli. It has to have its own tashmish to be considered a kli. Look at Rashi again. Kisun halal chazal have to be chazal tashmish to elma. They have to be avei for some other tashmish. Aval kisui kli, that itself which is a kisui kli, lo amrinan kli. That doesn't make it into a kli. Comes Tosis on there and says, wait a second. He says what all of you are arguing. Ve'ein nira l'rabbeinu tam. Ki lama yishlana l'hatzrich sheladavar acher yehe roi kevan sheroi l'davar zeh. Why do you have to say that a lid is only a kli if it could be used, I don't know, you could serve, use the lid as a tray to put cookies on? Why do you have to say that? Why can a lid be a kli? Because it's a lid. That's Tosis's question. What do you see? Let's pause for a moment. According to Rashi, a lid by itself does not have a shem kli.
Independent.
It has to have some independent usage in some other context as a receptacle, as a utensil. But the fact that it just covers whatever it covers, that's not enough. Comes Rabbeinu Tam and argues and says, no. Elanir Rabbeinu Tam to hachi perusha. Rabbeinu Tam has a different pshat in the word toras kli alav. What does it mean when the Gemara says that the lid has to have a toras kli alav? It means shetikno va'asavo maisa v'hechinu lekach. It's a specially designated cover that was made into a lid. You can't just take a plank of wood and put it on your toy box and say, oh, I have a kli. It's a kli because it's a lid. No, it has to be that you put it on before Shabbos and designated it. This is not just a plank of wood anymore. This is the cover for my toy box. That designation is necessary to give it a shem kli. Shemei achar is the second line of the second paragraph. Shemei achar shelakach tikna v'hechina lekach. After you specify it and designate it and maybe fix it and maybe make it fit properly, then yesh toras kli alav. Afilu ein roi l'davar achar. Even though you can't use this lid to be a, you can't serve cookies on this lid. You can't use it to as a bowl to eat soup from. You can't use it for other tashmishim. But the fact that it was designated, that's enough to give it a shem kli. For example, Kvachariyos shel dekel. You have these palm, I don't know, fronds, I don't know exactly what chariyos are. She'enu l'il neshun tashmish, el yeshiva. You can't really do anything with these palm chunks, whatever they are, except sit on them. Are they muktzah or not? Is that a kli or not? Well, if you specify and designate them that they are to sit on, that it's for a chair, then you're allowed to sit on them. If you didn't, then they're not a kli and you're not allowed to. Because they're not essentially a kli. A kli typically means an item that I could do a hishtamshus with. I could do some work with it. I could take it and use it as an extension of my hand to, as a more specified. How does the word tool defined in a dictionary? It's an item, a utensil. You could do something. You could do something specific with. If there is just a raw material that's undesignated, it's just blah. So until you designate it, it doesn't have a shem kli. Once you designate it as, oh, this stuff is a chair. If you have a pile of feathers, they're muktzah. What if that pile of feathers is like your beanbag, and you lie on it, and your kid likes to lie down on it and read his books on it? So if you designate it as it's not just a pile of feathers, it's a bean. I'm not talking whether it has a beanbag or it has the bag around it. If you designate it, this is my lying space, so then it has a shem kli. Until then, it's just a pile of feathers and it's muktzah.
The same is true about a lid.
Oh, so Tosis is saying no. Tosis is saying that a lid will, once it's designated as a lid, that itself will give it a shem kli. Rashi said that that is not enough. Rashi says that in order for a lid to have a shem kli, it has to be roi l'tashmish acher, somewhere, a lid, the lid shabo, being a lid, lidding, if I can make that into a verb, lidding.
Covering,
thank you, is not, doesn't give a Torah's kli according to Rashi.
Covering also preserves, say you have the vegetables.
And says Rashi, does hasna kishem kli. The fact that you're preserving what's inside, that doesn't give the item a shem kli. You have to have some receptacle component, some usage in some component. Comes Tosis and says, no, you don't need that. As long as it's, you designate it to do whatever it's doing, even if it's just nothing more than covering, that itself is sufficient.
Once you designate it, does it retain that status forever?
I assume so. Unless you if you have a lid, you're asking, what happens if you have a lid and then the bottom container, you have one of these plastic Rubbermaid containers and the container breaks. You throw out the container, but you still have the lid. So that lid has still had a shame kli. Good question. Okay, Rabosai, this question is so fundamental because what we just found is a gigantic machlokas rishonim is if you have something that's not really, doesn't have a real hishtamshus, could it have a shame kli or not? Let me give you an example, gentlemen. A ball. Or a dice. A die. Or a domino. Or a chip from a poker game, or a backgammon game. Or a checker. Or a pawn in a chess game. Is that a kli?
Yeah, it's ishtamshus.
Yeah, what's ishtamshus? What are you going to do? You take the pawn and what? Scratch your ears with it? Get the stuff out of your ears?
You
move it one space at a time.
That's a kli? That's ishtamshus? What can you do with it?
Spend time.
That's not doing it. We just said that according to Rashi, just being there and just sitting on a lid, just being there to serve a purpose is not a hishtamshus. You have to be able to do something with it. And Tosus argued, Tosus said, no, the fact that it's designated for this specific purpose, that's enough. So you know what comes out from this machlokes Rashi and Tosus? They might have a fundamental argument about all these items that you and I use to play games, but not because it's a hishtamshus that a ball could do something with. We throw it because it's a ball. But not that you could take a ball and
use it,
sit on it. Not that you could take a pawn or a rook or a bishop and, you know, get the wax out of your ears with it. According to Rashi, maybe a rook or a bishop or a king in your chest from your chess game would only have a shame kli if you could use it to get your wax out of your ear. Or you could scratch, you know, that part of your back that you can't reach with your finger. It extends another inch and a half to get a little further down and scratch your back. But don't do that. That's very dangerous. Don't stick things in your ears. Anything smaller than your elbow, you don't stick in your ears. But according to Rashi, the fact, to make it a shem kli, you have to actually, it has to have a hishtamshus. You have to be able to do something with it. Just like a lid. Being a lid isn't sufficient. It has to have some other use of, as a receptacle of sorts. That will only thing that will make it a shem kli, according to Rashi. So to all these things, like balls, like toys that we use them, but they don't have an actual hishtamshus, they're not utensils that they could go ahead and do something with. They're not like tools.
But the lid is...
And you can't do this thing. You take a fork.
It's hishtamshus.
Playing is not doing something. You just happen to move it and you said, I'm calling this a use. I'm calling this playing. A fork, I take a fork, I do something with it. I stick it into a tomato, I stick it in my mouth. I have a watch. A watch gives me, you're right, a watch, that's a good point. A watch, you're not actively using it. Your watch, you are telling time. You're measuring time with. You're measuring time with your watch. With a toy, that you're just using something. And if you didn't have, for checkers, Rabosai, if you didn't have a checker, could you just use a rock? I'll use a square rock, you use the round rocks. So why is a checker different?
It's made for that purpose.
Oh, who says that that's okay? Tosus, not Rashi. Tosus, not Rashi. Exactly. It's made for that purpose. Who says you're a svara? Tosus says that. And Rashi says, no, it's not enough to be made for that purpose. Rashi says you have to be able to use it for another hishtamshus. That's exactly a gigantic, raging machlokas rishonim. Do you realize what we just came up with? We just came up with something so fundamental of the definition of a kli. According to Rashi, the definition of a kli is not enough that there is serving a purpose.
Where did you get that?
Where did Rashi get it from? The Gemara, the five words. The Mishnah talks about the line in front of you. The Mishnah says, a kisui kli, blank, blank, blank. Rashi says, that kisui kli has to have itself a Torah's kli. What do you mean? Isn't the fact that it's a kisui kli enough to give it a Torah's kli? How could Rav Yochanan add that the cover has to have a shem kli? What do you mean? The cover, by it being a cover, is in and of itself a shem kli. Why is Rav Yochanan adding that the cover has to have a Torah's kli? Do you hear that, Mr. Bergman, or no? Do you hear that or no?
I was trying to find
it. I'm sorry. In the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, kisui kli. Right. So what is he adding? He's saying, it's not enough to be a kisui kli. It has to also have a Torah's kli. And I ask you, Mr. Bergman, doesn't the very fact that it's a kisui kli in and of itself define it as a Torah's kli? Apparently, you see from the Gemara, no.
If you make a mukha before Shabbos, that makes takes out of mukha. All the things we call clean are assumed to be mukha because whatever you assume. So maybe I just beg the question, but they have to be prepared for. You can't make a clean on Shabbos, for example.
You cannot make a clean on Shabbos, but something still has to be designated. Okay. Let's pause here for a minute. I want you to realize that this question that I'm raising, I know it sounds drastic to say that toys might not have a shame kli, but this is a very significant discussion among the Rishonim. If you turn to page 2.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
There's a Gemara that talks about a, you know, we've spoken about this in the past. If you have a briach, you have a bar serving as a lock of a door. You know that?
A bolt.
A bolt that slides down. So that piece of wood. So is that a shame kli or not? So the Gemara says, I don't remember if it's a quote of, I have a quote from somebody. The Gemara says, look at the Gemara on the same Amud, top of page 2. Quote, the Gemara says, Hai kona maitor es kli olavika. This piece of wood that's just locking the door, that's sliding in to lock the door, what Torah is clear of love? Imishu de posef an oboe that you open and lock the door with. Ainzu Torah is clear love, ela Torah is binyan. That's not called a kli, that's called binyan. Okay, so what do you see from there? You see from there, all I'm trying to show from that is that a piece of wood, just because you use it, doesn't mean that it has a real shame kli. That's what I'm trying to show. That just because you use them, that doesn't necessarily mean it has a shame kli. It has a kli is defined as a usable, specially designed item that it's designed to fulfill its purpose. A bishop and a rook and a pawn isn't designed in a certain way to fulfill its purpose. A fork has to be shaped in a certain way to fulfill its purpose. A screwdriver has to be designed in a certain way to fulfill its purpose.
Each piece on the chessboard has a purpose.
It has to look different than the other one.
It has to.
And if one was green and one was blue and one was purple and they were all squares, it would be totally fine.
It wouldn't, because it has a shape that can go certain ways.
No, it's not the shape that makes it. It's not that a horse has a certain shape, that's why it could go in an L, and a bishop has a certain shape, that's why it could go in a diagonal, and a rook has a certain shape, that's why it could go in a straight line. No. Why? Because you grew up that this is what a rook looks. Of course I could.
The world accepts that. Everyone
fine.
Accepts that.
Fine. So that doesn't change anything.
Accepts that.
What?
You could buy chess sets that have shapes like Star Wars.
That's correct. You could buy chess sets in all kinds of shapes. That's correct. They're not just in these shapes. Right. All right. That's what I was thinking. Okay. Where else do we find this concept? Gentlemen, a skewer. Is a skewer a kli? Well, look at Rabbeinu Yerucham. I have it quoted in the first bullet on page 2. Rabbeinu Yerucham quoted in the Beis Yosef, Sheshpud mukza, a skewer is mukza. Ki eino osa, I mean, we could say that it's a tool for cooking on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, where there's no problem of cooking, then we could ask the Shaila. Says Rabbeinu Yerucham, why? Ki eino osa maisa kli, esa elo maisa coats. It's just used being a thorn. It's just a stick that you're stuffing. You might be stuffing your shish kebab on it, but it's not like a specially designed tool. I mean, we could argue on that. We might not agree with this. But you see the concept. Just because you use something, that doesn't give it a shame kli by definition. Another example. Now let's go straight into the talk. You're talking about toys. Mischakim et satsu. This is a quote. This blue area I found a quote. He's quoting different things. Ladas Tosus v'Haramah in two places. Tosus in Beitza and the Ramah in our siman in Shin Ches at the end. Mutal sachek b'kadur b'Shabbos mishum shum yuchel l'meschak. The Ramah says you're allowed to play with a ball. Now keep in mind, a ball nowadays is different than a ball in the olden days. What was a ball 500 years ago?
You wound up string
and you said, okay, let's call this a ball and let's play with it. Until my mother says, oh, sweetheart, where's my yarn? I need to sew. And then all of a sudden, you lost your ball. So ball wasn't as designed. But so let's not talk about balls in our time. Let's talk about a ball 500 years ago. You have some item. that happens to be round or happens to have a good density that's not going to kill the guy that you're throwing it at, right? If you throw a rock, you know, if you throw an 8-pound rock at your friend, he's going to get hurt. So some item that's shaped well enough and has the right density and the right size that we could play catch with. That was a ball. So is that a kli? So the Raman and Tosus says that, yeah, that's a ball. Achodas HaShulchan Aruch, look at the small bullet underneath it. Kadur Nechshav Kemuktza. Despite the fact, Lamros, despite the fact that it's Miyuchad L'Mischak. What do you see from that? You see from that, from the Shulchan Aruch's Chumra, that a ball, again, not a ball from nowadays, but a ball 500 years ago, just the fact that you use it for something doesn't give it a shame kli. It's not considered a specified enough designation. It's not like a tool where you have to design it specially to have a very specified purpose. It's just a blob. You happen to use this blob to play catch with. That's not called a kli.
A ball today would be a kli.
A ball today, you're right. How do I know that? Because it's something called a football, and it's something called a baseball, and a basketball, and a soccer ball, and each one is manufactured to very specific specifications and dimensions and weights and densities, right? There's an NCAA basketball, and then there's the you know, kids basketball, there's an outdoor basketball, there's an indoor basketball, leather basketball, and they're very, very specified. And the fact that they're not just 40 cents, the fact that you're paying $30 for one of those things shows that it's a specified, okay, so that's why our balls are a little bit different, I agree. All I wanted to show is that this very innocuous discussion, we really didn't get to the main point, which we'll get to right now, this innocuous discussion of the lids of a kli brought us on a gigantic, you know,
tangent
to something very significant. That Rashi just innocuously said that a kisui is only considered a kli if it's a kli in its own right. That means Rashi holds that the fact that it does its purpose, it just does its covering, doesn't make it a shame kli. And Tosus argues and says, no, the fact that it covers is enough. Okay, but now let's get back to our show. Comes the Gemara, and we'll finish up in 5 minutes. Come back to the Gemara on page 2. The Gemara says, Dechuli Alma, we said that you have to have a shame kli. Dechuli Alma, kisui karkaos im yesh ben beis achiza in. Everyone agrees that if you have a manhole cover that covers the ground, the only time you're allowed to move a manhole cover is if it has a handle. Ilolo. If it doesn't have a handle, you can't move it. Continues the Gemara. In the black, kisui hakelim, but if it's a kisui, if it's a kli, then everyone agrees you don't need a handle. If it's a kli, you don't need a handle. So again, if everyone says that if it covers the ground, you do need a handle. If it's a kli to a cover to a kli, the way we paskin, the Gemara's conclusion, the Gemara concluded, not like I said to you 3 minutes ago. Now the Gemara is saying that anything that's a cover of a kli is considered a cover and is a kli. And you can use the covers to your Rubbermaid containers and the covers to your lids, to your tissue box holders. All those covers are good, the Gemara's conclusion says. So when is there a machlokas that you need a Torah's kli or love? If you need a Torah's kli or you don't need a Torah's kli, ki pligi. When is the machlokas? Bekelim dechabrinhu ba'ara. If you have a kli that's attached to the ground. Gentlemen, what's an example of a kli that's attached to the ground? A sink. What else?
A toilet.
A swing set. 100%. But then again, there's no cover to a sink set. So that's, yeah, a sink, a toilet. Oh, let's see. Mar Sover Gazrin. Mar says that we're going to be gozer, that it should be compared to a karka, and therefore it's only mutter if it has a handle. According to that opinion, you can only remove the tank for a toilet with a handle, and a sink drain with a handle. Well, Mar Sover Lo Gazrin, the other opinion says, no, since it's a kli, we're not going to compare it to the karka. So let's see how the Shulchan Aruch. Turn to page 3, and let's learn today's se'if, with which we'll be able to paskin our shayla. How do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch outlines, I made the Shulchan Aruch into three lines, three bullets. The Simon Shin Ches, Se'if Yud, says this passage of Shulchan Aruch. Kisui barvidus, if you have a kisui of a hole in the ground, like a manhole cover, ein nitalin ela im kein yeshlam beis achiza. So Rabbo say, let's say it's a very rainy day, and you have a puddle growing in your yard, or in your backyard, or in your driveway. And all you need to do, you see a clog, you're not going to unclog it, you're not going to touch, you're just going to lift up the drain cover to allow the water to swish in. What does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? It's muktzah. It's muktzah unless it has a handle on it. And our drains don't have handles on it. Oh, you know what I'm wondering? Look at my finger. You know sometimes you have manhole covers have this also.
The holes.
They have a special hole, not just the hole for the water.
Yeah, but
a hole to stick your thumb in, or by manhole covers, they have a special hole to stick a hook, like a big hook, and lift it up. Is that considered base achiza? Ooh, maybe yes. Maybe that's a handle. Who says a handle has to stick out like a handle that you're thinking of? Maybe a handle's enough, that hole to hook something in? Okay, so maybe that would make a manhole mutter to lift up. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch, point number two. Shel kelim, afilu hei mechubarim betit. If you have a kli, even if it's attached with cement, yecholim litlam afilu ein lehem beis achiza. Even if it does not have a handle, this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that if it's mechubar betit, we hold, we're not gozer. As long as, v'hu shetiknam v'asav ha-mais v'chinu l'kach, as long as they're designated to serve this purpose of covering the item, even if the item is attached to the ground, that's going to be mutter to move. So Rabosa, what comes out? According to this Shulchan Aruch, I have the lid of a toilet tank, or I have the drain of a sink. It seems from here that since that it's miyuchad l'kach, to cover it, we do not make the gzera and compare it to a manhole cover, compare it to a cover of karka. Rather, it's not considered a cover of karka. It's a cover of a kli, even though the kli is attached to the ground. The toilet tank is attached to the ground. I am allowed to put the toilet tank cover on and off. That's what should come out. And that's what I would rule. Except, there's a chashukei chamer, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, who asked this question, brings these sources. He quotes a Chazon Ish. Look at the second paragraph of chashukei chamer, where I have the bold Elisha Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish has a comment where the Ramah talks about hanging a curtain in front of instead of a door. And Chazon Ish says, look at the second paragraph of the Chashukei Chemed after I say Elisha Chazon Ish. V'zelishonov. V'heicha shetol liyos kavua. If you hang a bar, like a curtain, you have a curtain and you want to hang a curtain from a bar. In the middle of the page, like the smack in the middle of the page. Elisha Chazonish kosav al hot hitir harama litlos vilon. The Ramah says you're allowed to hang a curtain on Shabbos. Lefnei haPesach, afa pisha kavu hasham. The Chazonish says, wait a second. When you're going to hang it there for good, v'heicha shetol liyos kavua, if you hang it there to be there for good, then it's a problem, because we're not worried about, is it a mechitza, is it not a mechitza? Forget about Hilchas Mechitza. El Mishum Bunyan, whenever you attach something to be there for good, that could be, aside from the issue of muktzah, whatever other issues to deal with, that could be bona. So when you remove that cover, the lid on the tank, is it because a little kid moved it out of the way and you don't want it to fall, so you're putting it back in its place? That's going to be bona. That's attaching, putting the plaything back on something that's mechubar l'karka, that would be bona. However, if it's the kind of thing that you know that the floater is not working, whenever you flush this toilet, you know, in the guest room, you always have to, or for the past 3 days, till you get a plumber to come next week, you have to take the lid off and put the lid back on. Take the lid off, take the lid back on. Or you regularly open up the lid to put the water freshener inside. Every week or two, you change the water freshener in that tank. So then it's something that you put on and off, on and off, on and off. That's not going to be considered a bona. If it's something that just got shifted off, never move the lid for the tank. It's in a heavy porcelain thing. If it falls, it will crack, it will be $300.
It can be used for that other purpose, but you're happy with the water pressure. But that is how you would fix it.
That's correct. If you would have a problem and the plumber would come, you know, 5 months ago or 5 months from now, the plumber will have to remove it. If you had to, but when was the last time you did it? 3 months ago? A year ago? No, that's not enough, common enough to make it a hishtamshus. It's something that's a binyan that you took apart and put back to fix.
No problem. Why is it like a door?
Exactly. That's exactly what we're saying. It has to be like a door. A door is something you open and close regularly. As opposed to, if I have a wall and I want to remove this wall, that's called dismantling. And if I want to put back a wall, that's called building. But if I have a door that I open and close, that's called a hishtamshus, it's not a binyan. So too, exactly what he's saying here. That even if, as far as Muktzeh is concerned, the Shulchan Aruch told us that as long as it's a kli, the way we pass is it doesn't have to have a handle. No problem with Muktzeh. What about this binyan concern that we just saw from this Chazon Ish? If it's something, then it depends. If it's something that you take on and off regularly, that's like a door. And it's mutter. On the other hand, if it's something that you don't put back and forth regularly, then it would be considered like you're like building it. You're putting, you're attaching something to the house, bikvias, and that will indeed be a problem. So really, the halakha lemaisa, it comes out not to how it's designed. As far as mitzvah is concerned, you don't need a base achiza, you don't need a handle, it's going to be mutter. There's a separate concern, and that is if you're putting it back for good, to be here permanently, again, until the next time you call the plumber, hopefully in a year or two or three or four from now, then it's going to be binyan. If it's something you put back and forth regularly for whatever person, because the floater is not working, because you want to put the air for the water freshener, then it will be mutter. It's not considered binyan, it's considered just istamshus, and it will be mutter. And the fact that it didn't have a base achiza, we paskin that since it's a kli, it's mutter.
If the floater comes apart and put together, or is that
see the team that comes off? You can't fix a floater on Shabbos. If you just have to lift up the floater to let the water go down, that would be okay.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah.com.